We are I. So last night I got trolled by somebody in the sauna, and I always say to my homeboy that I work out with and that I sit in the sauna with at night, like don't let me talk to people in the sauna, because like, yes, there's a lot of great conversations that happen, but like this is that one conversation that makes you wish that you just never said anything to anybody, because you just get roped into stupidity. And I actually had to walk out halfway through this conversation. Well, actually just walked out at the end of this conversation, because I just couldn't handle it anymore. And I was at the time of the max time that I wanted to sit in the sauna anyway. So you're getting a little antsy. Plus this guy, how stupid he was being. And I just couldn't handle it. You know, and this conversation started over the course of two people. And the first young guy, you know, he was probably in his, you know, early 20s, maybe mid 20s. You know, we started talking about how, you know, Canada has, like, the boreal forest in Canada has about 6 billion trees. And to be able to offset the carbon footprint in for all of Canada, every citizen in Canada, every industry in Canada, you need about 60 billion of those trees. So just kind of think about that. If we have 600 billion trees and we need about 60 billion of those trees, you know how you can produce way more carbon. But yet we have a carbon tax. And people are trying to find green energy solutions. And for what? Because we already know in Canada that, you know, we are not the polluters of the world. We're not the ones that you have to worry about. It's other countries, if you want to worry about these things, like, you know, China and India. It's no secret. Anything that we do in Canada here, because we pollute so little, is not going to thread the needle at all when it comes to climate change at all. So little. So we kind of go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth about a bunch of stuff, because this kid just kind of really doesn't understand or grasp the point. And then this other guy chimes in. He's like, actually, you're wrong. And I was like, oh, here we go. Please, professor, tell me why I'm wrong. And he's like, well, only growing trees absorb carbon. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, are the trees growing outside? Can we define a growing tree as a tree with the root mass that's getting larger, a trunk that's getting bigger, branches that are getting bigger, and a canopy that's getting bigger? And he's like, yes. I'm like, okay. I'm like, define a dying tree for me then. And he's just like, well, a tree that's dead. I'm like, obviously. And he's just like, There's not enough trees in Canada that's going to offset our carbon footprint. He's like, you're lying to him. You don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, your argument now is that if I'm saying there's 600 billion trees in the boreal forest, that, and we need 60 billion of them, you're telling me that over 500 and let's call it 41 billion of those trees are dead. Like, that's your argument. He's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah, it actually is. You're just too fucking stupid to understand that that is the argument you're making. And he kept telling me, he's like, no, you're wrong. That's not even right. That's not even what I'm saying. And I'm like, yeah, it actually is. That's the problem. The problem here is I understand what you're saying. You don't understand what you're saying. Because if you're telling me only a dead tree or dead trees don't intake carbon, and that's the reason why that we don't have enough trees in Canada to be able to offset all of our industry and all of our citizens' carbon footprint, you're telling me that the boreal forest, that there's over 541 billion trees that are dead in that forest. Like, that's actually what you're saying. No, that's not what I'm saying. And you're wrong. And I'm like, holy fuck. I looked at him straight in the eye and I said, this conversation is below my pay grade. I can't even handle it anymore. And I walked out of this on it. And I was like, holy fuck. When stupidity lurks into your life and drags you down to a level of incompetence to that degree, the worst part is this fucking troll just sitting there with a smirk on his face like, I got you. And it's like, no, everybody else in this sauna can hear literally how pathetic your argument is and how stupid you are because you don't even understand what you're saying. Which I could look around and I could see people shaking their heads when this guy would talk, and I'm like, you are such a fool. You are such an idiot. And it's like, this is what makes me think about how many people want to offer grotesque opinions about shit that actually makes a big deal. Because this idiot will go out into the world here in my community and talk to people about his perverse perspectives, about how he is going to say, oh, I met this guy in the sauna last night, he had no idea what he's talking about. He's talking about, you know, carbon being intake by trees, but I told him that dead trees don't. And haha, I'm right and he's wrong. It's like, yes, I agree with you. Dead trees don't intake carbon. But all the trees in Canada aren't fucking dead. They aren't dead. And so, obviously, last night I'm laying in bed thinking about this conversation. And I just, for one, I felt like a fool walking away from it. Like I didn't have enough emotional intelligence to be able to calmly walk through this conversation. But I was just like, well, you were sitting in the sauna, it was hot as fuck, you were 20 minutes deep and it was time to get out. And you're always antsy at that point in time. So you're mixing antsy with frustration. And with a little bit of cherry on top called stupidity. And how do you expect to be able to be successful in that? So then I just allowed myself to be able to fall asleep and get a great sleep. Because the one thing that I realize as an adult and as I get older, having ridiculous conversations with people, having conversations with people from an extremely uneducated perspective that want to die on their hill of stupidity, I'm like, okay, I am not the person to have a conversation with. I am not. I am not that person. I will not entertain your shit. It is far too annoying to me. I will also not entertain you to drag me into hypothetical land and create situations for us to now disseminate and debate over what the conclusion of that should be. It's like, no, I have enough actual real shit to deal with. Actual real shit. Do not need to create hypothetical things to be able to then debate. So as much as I love having great conversations with people, and I do, I authentically love, you know, getting in great conversation. Sometimes you run into one of these fools. And I wish, I hope one day that I can master myself into the having the patience to be able to allow stupidity to talk instead of getting frustrated. So here's my question of the day is, if you are in this same situation, do you have the type of personality that you can let stupidity talk? Because the one thing is, I know, sorry to kind of run this on now, but the one thing that I do know is there's the type of person who will allow stupidity to talk. Sit there and be like, yeah, and act like you're agreeing with them. And then walk out and be like, oh my God, I don't agree with anything that person said. It's like, yeah, great, but I'm not going to gaslight somebody into thinking that I agree with them. Because I've also feel like I've unjustly allowed myself to be able to be pulled down a road that clearly is polluted for me as an individual. Because I don't want to be perceived to be agreeing with somebody who comes with such an absurd opinion that now that may be attached to my own. So again, I asked the question, what type of personality do you have in a situation like that? Can you sit down and just let stupidity talk? Do you offer the counterfactual? Which one of those two, or the third, the probably best one of them all? Do you just not engage in the first one?